You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected anywhere and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Navigate easily by powering apps like real-time GPS and voice assistant. Keep everyone entertained with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity roadblock your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. This is the most dramatic podcast ever. An iHeartRadio podcast. Chris Harrison coming to you from the home office here in Austin, Texas. A great show today. Lindsay Hubbard from Summer House. But really, is she a villain? It's one thing, you know, look, I've talked about this a lot with the shows that I hosted for so many years, Bachelor, Bachelorette, and Paradise and all that. I always find it interesting who gets that, you know, moniker, the villain. Do they earn it? Do they love it? Do they lean into it? Do they see themselves as a villain? Because that's what's really interesting. And one of the things I'll talk to Lindsay about is, does she see herself as a villain? Obviously, she stirs up drama on the show. She is one of the OGs of Summer House. Season 8 is about to hit the airwaves on Bravo. But, you know, she just went through a very public breakup. Her fiance, Carl, with cameras rolling, 3 months away from their wedding, broke off the engagement and broke up with her. They are back together in this season. So it is going to be awkward at best because they'll be back together, but cameras are rolling the entire time. But I find Lindsay very interesting because she has embraced this, or has she, or does she just see herself as a normal reality contestant kind of putting herself out there and she's totally misunderstood? Let's find out. Let's talk to Lindsay Hubbard from Summer House.
I feel like I'm in the hot seat.
You are in the hot seat. Lindsay, that is the best way to describe Lindsay Hubbard. You've never been in the hot seat with me, but you're about to right now.
Oh boy. I feel like I did this to myself.
No, but it's, you know, it's interesting. I guess I didn't realize you've been there since the beginning, 8 seasons.
I know. It's really crazy to think that we're on season 8.
Yeah. And so I guess there's no one to blame but you now. You've done this to yourself.
Yeah, I'm like, oh man, I'm too good. And they just, you know, everything gets messier and messier as the seasons go on for me.
I mean, okay, so I've obviously have my background in this world. I don't know your show, you know, as far as how produced, who's producing it, and all that stuff. So I come at it with a blank slate of wonder as far as reality TV goes. Are you enjoying it? Like, are you happy? I know you're back for an eighth season, but that doesn't mean you're loving it. Are you enjoying the process of doing this season after season?
I am, because every season is so different, and we always have, you know, like one or two new people. Like, we got these two new guys for this season who bring a lot of fun and fresh energy to the show this year. So I do. I love Summer House. It's a lifestyle that I've lived since before the show started. It's the culture of New York during the summertime. So for me, I love filming the show, being on the show, and you know, being the one who gets messy.
That's a kind way of saying it, the one that gets messy. I've had a lot of experience with this, and I always ask people who are quote unquote the villain, because people got that moniker on my show for many years. And sometimes it fit. I'll be honest, sometimes it fit. A lot of times it did not fit. And I always ask the person, the human being who's behind this, how you feel about it, because obviously you're embroiled in a lot of scandal and drama. That's the show. But how do you see yourself as a character on this show, season in and season out?
I think for me specifically, people know me as the one who's like the most, like, I'm the most authentically myself. You know, I put it all out there. I share everything about my journey and about my real life. You know, season after season, I've gone from, you know, plenty of relationships just blowing up, you know, on the show, to family, you know, traumas and mother issues, to my career, the insides of, you know, just me hustling around New York as a publicist, to, you know, I once accidentally got pregnant and had a miscarriage. I have, you know, most recently had my fiance end our engagement, which is on this upcoming season. So, you know, I think that I bear it all, and I give, you know, everything in my soul to the show. And I think the villain question, I think everyone on different seasons or different times has their moments, right? Like, not all of us can be perfect at, you know, all the time. And I think, you know, maybe at one point I was a villain, and then at another point I was, you know, pulling at the heartstrings of people. And I think, you know, I've grown up a lot. I mean, eight seasons, 8 years, I've grown up a lot. And you've actually experienced and gone through this journey of watching me mature and grow as the years have gone on.
We do have to talk about Carl. Obviously, very publicized, the fact that he called off the engagement. There were cameras present, cameras rolling. That's something I want to ask you about, because I have, again, had a lot of experience with these situations where obviously he went to producers, told them this was going to happen. And so they are set up. You walk in and you see cameras there. What are you thinking? Or was this just a normal shooting day and this happened?
I felt very blindsided with the breakup. You know, 2 weeks beforehand was my bridal shower, which was also the same day as my birthday. And he shows up to my bridal shower and, you know, is like crying and you know, bringing me flowers and showering me with love. And, you know, around the same time was posting on Instagram, like, happy birthday to the love of my life, my partner, my best friend. I can't wait to marry you in 100 days, et cetera. So, you know, for that to happen, and then 2 weeks later, you know, he's ending our engagement and we're breaking up and he's calling off the wedding, was just very shocking, and surprising and blindsiding, and like all of the feels surrounding that.
And hopefully you feel like this will portray and be played out appropriately for you. And that's part of bearing your soul on these shows.
All I can tell you is in that moment, I had no idea what was coming.
Yeah.
And I feel like other people probably knew what was potentially headed my way, but I had no clue.
One boss move that I loved, and you were very public about this, is you went on your bachelorette party. I loved
it. I did.
You're like,
yeah.
F Carl, I'm going on my bachelorette party to the Bahamas.
Yeah. I mean, we had that, these girls had planned that bachelorette, you know, months in advance. And when everything went down, my girlfriends rallied around me like I've never seen girls do before. And I used to just cry and cry and cry about how amazing my friends were, because honestly, the first few weeks of this breakup were brutal. It was just absolutely brutal. I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep.
You're in mourning. I think people don't ever associate that with loss of someone dying because it's so extreme, but it truly is. You're in mourning.
Yeah. Well, and also you're in survival mode, right? Yeah. Because you're just like trying to, you know, the first couple of weeks, or at least the first couple of weeks, I was just operating like hour by hour. And then I was operating day by day. And then I was finally able to get to a point where I could start thinking, oh, you know, let me plan something for myself next week. And so I carried on with my bachelorette trip to the Bahamas because I really wanted to celebrate my girlfriends and I wanted to celebrate our friendship. And that trip was so important to me because, you know, obviously I had the time of my life with my friends, but, you know, it really helped me gain momentum and confidence of like, okay, I can do this and I am not alone in this breakup. And my friends made it a point to make me feel that whatever I was going through or feeling, they were also in it with me and I was never alone. So it really helped with like, you know, that next step of like, okay, now I'll put one foot in front of the other and just keep moving forward and use the momentum and confidence and strength that my girlfriends gave me to keep pushing forward.
It took me a while to figure out my mom is more than just a mom. She's got a whole life outside of motherhood. Mary Beth, she is a force to be reckoned with. Successful career, many talents, a great friend group. I could go on and on about my mom. I love her dearly. Well, this Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. She deserves the best. That's why I'm sending Farm Fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets. And I got you 25% off your entire Bouqs purchase so you can send some too. Here's why I like Bouqs. Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. Bouqs has also made it easy. I went online, picked the delivery date, and I'm done. Mother's Day is May 12th, right around the corner. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now. And with 25% off, you can send some to mom, the wife, aunt, hey, even your grandma. Go to Bouqs.com and use promo code Chris for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code Chris. Bouqs.com and use promo code Chris. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman. Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
It took me a while to figure out my mom is more than just a mom. She's got a whole life outside of motherhood. Mary Beth, she is a force to be reckoned with. Successful career, many talents, a great friend group. I could go on and on about my mom. I love her dearly. Well, this Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. She deserves the best. That's why I'm sending Farm Fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets. And I got you 25% off your entire Bouqs purchase so you can send some too. Here's why I like Bouqs. Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. Bouqs has also made it easy. I went online, picked the delivery date, and I'm done. Mother's Day is May 12th, right around the corner. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now. And with 25% off, you can send some to mom, the wife, aunt, hey, even your grandma. Go to Bouqs.com and use promo code Chris for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code Chris. Bouqs.com and use promo code Chris. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman. Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
We do know Carl is back on season 8. You're shooting with Carl. He's a part of Summer House. Set this season up. What are we about to go through with you?
Yeah, I mean, this season is a really fun season. So I want to start there. We had more fun last summer than I think we have you know, as a group in a couple of years. So we had a lot of fun together. All of us girls really got along. And when all the girls get along, it's, you know, the yeah. energy is high. So it really is a fun season. And I think, you know, for me personally, what was I doing last summer? I was planning a wedding. So,
oh, how life can change.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But I don't know. I'm interested to watch this season and really see the conversations that we miss when, you know, other people are behind closed doors, and maybe continue putting the puzzle pieces together.
Well, and talk about a big 180. You got a house in Nashville. You've like talk about ripping the Band-Aid off. You're like, I'm just going to change everything. Was this just part of a new life for you, a new start?
It wasn't necessarily part of a new life. I think it was more like I had been wanting to invest in real estate for a while. I thought that was going to maybe be a house that I moved into with, you know, my ex and our future family, yeah. That we never got a chance to have. So, at the end of the day, like, I want to invest my money and I want to invest it in real estate. I went down to Nashville in October and I just fell in love with the city. I don't know if you've ever been. I'm sure
I have.
You've been.
I'm in Austin, Texas. Very similar. I mean, Nashville is absolutely blowing up. It's a great city.
Yeah, I love it. I just think it's so fun. There's so much to do. I love country music. You know, and the country boys are not hard on the eyes. We'll just say that.
I was going to say, I know of at least one single guy that lives in Nashville. I don't know if you're single. I don't know how season 8's going to go, but, you know, Jason Tardick is a good friend of mine. He just recently went through a breakup as well.
I did watch or read the news about that. I think I was maybe going to do his podcast when I was down there this past trip, but yeah. I just had no time. I mean, this is the first time I bought a house, and it is no joke. It is no joke. Just, you know, in December, actually it started in November, right after the CMAs, I went house hunting and looked at different properties. And then by Thanksgiving, I put an offer in on the, you know, the house that I liked. And then by the end of December, I was trying to get to the closing, and approved for my mortgage, and then, you know, close on the house. And then January was just all about, you know, working with my design team and designing the house. And then literally in the last 2 weeks, it all came together, the install, the final touches, the photo shoots. So it was a very quick process, but it was worth it. And I'm so excited because, you know, hopefully a lot of people will go to Nashville and enjoy my house, even though I'll probably not be staying there ever again, but hopefully everyone else will.
One of the things that you're going to deal with, along with, you know, the hundreds of millions of others in this country, tax season is coming up. And I know that, you know, I don't want to add more stress to your life, but I know you're dealing with that as well. How are you dealing with it so well?
I know it's hard to believe that tax season is right around the corner. And it's definitely no secret that tax season can be stressful. People get frustrated, or, as you know, I call it activated. And there was actually a new survey showing that one in every five people get so frustrated with taxes that they want to throw their phones. So I partnered with Straight Talk Wireless, where they have an exclusive tax season offer where customers can get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 by signing up for the Straight Talk Silver Unlimited plan.
Yeah, because, I mean, look, I think some of us get so overwhelmed by all this, you end up just not doing anything. It's like paralyzing.
Yeah, or if you wind up throwing your phone and breaking it, you can go to straighttalk.com and they can help you out.
We're almost encouraging you to do that because you're going to get a new phone out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Lindsay, appreciate the time. I know you have a lot more to do because you have a big day coming up with Summer House. I'm glad you're back. And with everybody, I can't Look, I love awkward. That's the other. I love love, but I also love awkward. And obviously, you, Carl.
You got to watch this season. And
yeah, not getting back together. Don't get back together with him. Damn it. Don't do it, Lindsay. Don't be don't be Larsa Pippen and Marcus Jordan.
Well, it sounds like you're trying to set me up.
Yeah, I'm setting you up. We're moving on. Onward and upward. We can do much better
exactly.
than Carl.
Okay.
All right, Lindsay, take care.
Thanks, Chris.
My thanks to Lindsay, who is about to jump into a very dramatic season 8 of Summer House. Okay. Here's my 30,000 foot level prediction. They're going to get back together. I know. I know I just said, I hope you don't, but knowing how reality TV works, obviously the cameras were there. Obviously they were in production. So this was very well produced. She went publicly on her bachelorette party, which I'm sure the cameras are rolling there. They're going to come back at some point. My guess is they cross paths again. They get back together. I don't know if it'll stick, but that's my prediction for Summer House. And again, I don't know anything. This is just I've been around this rodeo for quite some time. That's my guess is they're going to pull a Larsa Pippen, Marcus Jordan. We broke up. It's good TV. We get back together. It's better TV. Because the only thing people love more than a good breakup is a great redemption story. But my thanks to Lindsay. She is a great character. She's put herself out there for 8 seasons on Summer House, and it is hitting the airwaves on Bravo. So wish her the very best. And I wish the best for all of you. Thank you for joining me today. We will talk again soon because we have a lot more to talk about.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at the most dramatic pod ever. And make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. I'll talk to you next time. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.